Blog Talk Radio.
City presents to you Intimate Encounters with your host, Miss Toya, Taz, and Father Time. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. Boy, Cass, what's going down? We got my man, Father Time. Father Time, what's good?
What's up, man?
What's up? Well, now, as always, we got Miss Toy. Miss Toy, what's up, baby?
What's up?
What's the going on?
Everything with me. How y'all doing?
Okay, everybody good. Y'all know how we do it. You know tonight, Intimate Encounters. Y'all know what we do at Intimate Encounters. We get it in. We holler about what we're going to holler about. We do what we're going to do. We talk about what we want to talk about. What's good, people? What's the word for tonight? Today been such a hot day today. What's been going on?
Shit, man. It's burning up out there, man.
Ain't it?
Hot than a motherfucker.
It's a good day to it's a good day to go to the beach in front of the lake or something, man. Get your blanket, roll it out, and chill with your number one. You know what I mean?
Number one, two, three, four, whichever
right,
one you.
Right. Today, good day is it? Just go to the beach. I mean, I don't know. I think about it. You taking fan to the beach?
There you go. You don't want to play like that.
Well, hey.
Be
either or.
Either or. There you go with that again.
What you talking about, dude?
Man, either or. You take a fan. You a single man. Why would you want to take fan to the beach?
Who the fuck is fan?
Here we go again.
Wow.
I don't know nobody named Sam.
Okay, I ain't going to talk real slow for you so you can understand. Why would you want to take a woman to the beach when there's nothing but women there?
No. That's because you go and chill with your girl. You ain't going to look for no other girl. You already with the one you want to be with. You feel me?
Oh, little tank side of bitch.
Thank you!
Whatever.
Oh, my God. I mean, dog, today is one of them hot days where you go out, you and your guys are kicking. Y'all have some fun, man. If you a single man, that's what I would do if I was single. Today is the day I grab my damn sunscreen, get my big sombrero,
and
motherfucking peach. Nah, I don't know about this. I don't know
we're on two different levels, dude. You ain't on my level yet, man.
Nah,
wow.
I didn't surpass your level, Bill.
You're a youngster in this game, son.
Youngster? Are you serious? Come
you know
on,
what?
Man.
Y'all stop Y'all stop right now. Just stop it. Y'all gonna get along tonight because we're gonna have a good topic tonight, okay? Wanna hear it? I gotta
here
talk.
You go.
Can we talk about this? Y'all wanna hear it? Here you go. Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
All right, I'm finna hit y'all with my flex. My flex first day is giving head, men and women. When you first meet someone, right, when do you think it's appropriate for this person to talk to you about something like this?
Sex. Okay.
Just straight up.
Just the head. No, not the sex.
No, none of that. None of that.
Just like
that. Me.
But bottom line, when should she or when should I?
No. Yeah, when should you? Okay, let me give y'all an example so y'all feel me out right here, right now, right? Last week, I met this dude, right? We all nice, all right. Talking cool. He say, out of nowhere, man, I would love to just eat you out. I just met you last week. He said, well, if we go out to dinner and we do all this together, can you wear a dress so I can just go and show you what I do? Now, what do I do? Because if it's like me to have on the dress.
Did you let him?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what to do. I'm torn because for real talk, I would. He told me to wear a dress. I might wear one just to see what's going to happen. I don't know. Maybe if I get drunk enough, it might happen. Or, you know, whatever. I'm grown. He grown. We both grown. I don't know. It just threw me off because every man that I have came across, that's the first damn thing out of their mouth. You know, my skills is off the chain, baby girl. You should go and let me go and let me turn you down. What? You're laughing, but it's true.
I'm not disputing it at all. I mean, hey, some excel in the tongue game, some excel in the dick game. Me personally, I'm part of the dick game, man. All the time, he might excel in the tongue game, but hey.
You know, it's my game, man.
Huh?
But I won't do it on the first day, though.
Would you do it on the second one?
Probably not. I got to get to know you a little bit before I go that far. Come on, man.
You can't go around
just eating anybody's pussy. I mean,
must just be the taste of the week because I'm telling y'all, within the last 2 weeks, I have had 5 men approach me. Okay, yeah, we talk, we exchange numbers because they come up, hey, baby, how you doing? You know, I think you're a nice woman, such and such. All right, so I'm going to flash you my number. You call me so I can see what you on, see if you where I'm at this point in my life. First thing out of their mouth, once I say, yeah, what's up, baby, how you doing? You know. Like a Skippy woo woo, man. You should go on, let me go on, show you what I do.
That's game.
Oh, that's game. So you saying that they're not gonna really do it? They just talk.
Some of them will, some of them won't. Some dudes gonna run game just to get you naked, and then once they get you naked, yeah, fuck that. You know what I mean? They gonna go for what they gonna go for what they know. Somebody will do it on the first day. He do got a point there.
Man, you don't see eye to eye about a lot of things, but he do got a point there. Some men will say it just to see, okay, because they figure once they get you naked, hell, you don't want to fuck.
Exactly.
I don't have to get naked for that, though.
You at least got to come out them, I guess you're right.
I'm going to wear them when it's hot, baby. All I got to do is put on a sundress. Bam, here you go. Now what? Okay, so what
okay.
is yeah? Okay, so if y'all saying that they just gonna say that just to see what happens.
Not all men, Some men are. You just got to be careful of the ones that, you know, that's trying to play that game.
So what's the ones that's trying to play that game? Then a bitch like me gonna call you out on it, and I'll be like, okay, here you go. Lay it on the dashboard. Now what you gonna do?
If a man is real good with his hands, you're going to forget all about the tongue.
Well, fuck a hand.
You're going to be like, shit, let's do this. Just stick it in. And
I'm 36 years old. I don't need a hand. I got hands.
Well, you're missing the point.
Okay, help me out. What's the point, Tom?
If I say, I'm going to go down on you and all this, right? That's what you're expecting, right?
Right.
But if I'm real good with my fingers, you know, I'm gonna rub on it. I'm gonna rub on it and play with it for a little while. You know what I'm saying? If I'm real good with the fingers, you're gonna be to forget all about the tongue and be like, just, you know, stick it in. I'm ready.
All right. Sorry, I don't know who you've been messing with, but nah, boo.
Hold on. That reminds me of a story, man. My old man told me this story once, man. Right. I mean, we was sitting down, we was kicking it. And my old man, I mean, I was of age, so it ain't no like he told me this shit when I was a kid, but I was of age. So he's telling me about this woman he had. And he's telling me how the woman wanted him to go down on her. So he said, he was like, okay, no problem. He'll do it. So he said, he put that finger like, I'm finna do it. Pretty much what you said. And he said, the girl's like, if you don't get your ass up, if you don't do it, get the fuck up. So I don't know, man. Now, hold on. We got a call on the line. We got a caller. Jimmy, what's up, baby?
What's going down? I see y'all need a voice of reason on this show. That's why I decided I would call in.
What's up, Jimmy? What's the word, man? What's the voice of reason, man? Please tell me.
Why say you going to do it if you're not going to do it?
Hello. Thank you. I agree.
It's part of the game.
I like you, Jimmy.
Father Tad, we got to understand here. We all grown here, so ain't no point in lying. If we can get to the point where we can say, look, hey, I'll eat you out and... Hey, I can eat y'all better than any other guy that can. If she's going to say, okay, I'll wear a sundress so you can do it, then at that point, you got to do it. You can't say, okay, well, I just want to see what you're going to do. Wow. You can't do that. You got to man up at that point. And then you got to prove yourself.
Preach on. Wow.
Now you got to prove yourself at that point.
Yeah,
now, I will honestly tell you the truth. I'm not going to say that if I ain't going to do it. I can honestly tell you the truth. But now I'm not just going to tell somebody, hey, look, my skills are great. I just want to eat you out. No. There's got to be something more to this. It's a give and take here. Ain't no point eating if I ain't going to receive, you know, a dinner in the process.
See, that wasn't part of the deal. I'm not the one saying it. They're the one saying it to me. So if I let you, that's what you offer. If you're offering, of course, I'm going to take you up on it, sweet.
Oh, no, I understand that. No, I understand from your aspect. I understand that. The guy who said it fucked up.
Exactly.
That is fucked up. He should have said, okay, hey, look, hey. A line I use, okay, hey, I'm looking at you sucking. That's it. That puts everything on the line at that point in time. You know where everybody said it is at that point. No pun intended. But,
hey,
I'm
licking
a few seconds, and that's it.
You...
Thank you.
You motherfucker. You, Jimmy, you the motherfucker, boy. Hey, Jimmy, you the motherfucker better to the game. I like that in you, Jimmy.
Hey,
I like that in you.
Like I said, I came to be the worst of reason. Ain't no point in lying and saying this. I'm going to go down and then I'm going to play with it a bit and then she's going to be excited. No, she's going to want that wet tongue down there. And we got to make sure we got everything on the table before I go down there and say, hey, it's dinner time, but now when I get through, are you gonna suck the straw after we get done or whatever? What the fuck? Something's gotta be done. After dinner, you gotta drink. That's the concept.
Hey, I like that. After dinner, you gotta drink.
After dinner, you gotta drink. If I gotta eat, you know, you gotta drink something. You know,
hey.
Or at least suck until you think that, you know, hey, something about to come out of here. So hey, as long as everybody's satisfied, we get done. We both get done and smoke a cigarette, we're good.
Like a mild cigarette, drink your 40, do what you're going to do.
Whatever it is. As long as when we got there, nobody was throwing eggs or whatever because they were pissed.
Right. So, in other words, if she put that sundress up, you got to say to yourself,
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
There you go.
Because I can guarantee you, if she coming there with a sundress on with no underwear on, I'm coming with my shorts on with no underwear on. Something got to happen.
Nah, that wasn't part of the deal with me, honey.
I understand
that. I have me on the sundress.
Like I said, the guy who made that deal with you, he came up with a fucked up concept. I'm not blaming you. Hey, if that was his deal and he came with you with that deal, go for it. Take it.
Okay, but that's like right. The last five guys that I have came across. So
then take those last five off us and go for it. Do your thing. Do your thing. Because I can guarantee you, if five women came and told me, hey, look, I just want to suck you off and I don't want nothing else, I just say, okay, well, look, I'll see you on Monday, I'll see you on Tuesday, I'll see you on Wednesday, I'll see you on Friday, I ain't going to say shit. Okay, that's it.
Well,
the agreement's
well, now, me personally, I'm going to see you at 3, I'm going to see you at 5, I'm going to see you at 7, I'm going to see you at 9.
You know, hey, it is what it is. You work your schedule, I work mine. But everybody's satisfied by the end of your day or by the end of my week. We're all satisfied. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but do you do it on the first date?
I plead the fifth on that one.
Do you do what on the first date? I'm gonna take you up on your offer. I'm gonna take you up on your offer. I'm gonna let you.
I put it this way. I've had both. I've done that on the first date and I've had it done on the first date, so I can't. I'm that midpoint. Like I said, I'm that voice of reason. I am the voice of reason. This is CNN.
CNN.
Okay, y'all, we got somebody new to the line. We got my man Biggs. Biggs,
hey.
What's good, baby?
Hey. Hey, what it do, man? What's going down?
What's going on? Nah. Miss Toy, First Lady of Sin City, she put a question out to us men, man. So I'm going to let her ask you a question.
Big, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, baby, here we go. First date. If you offering to give me some head, can I take you up on that? Okay, I got this.
We said we're not going to ask that to a man. The word head is not going to be given to a man.
Right.
What is it? What
is
it?
Stop it to eat you out. We'll say that.
It's the same concept. What do you mean you're not going to say that to a man? It's the same concept. You say it to me. Why I can't say it to you?
Okay, now let me ask you this, Toy. That's just like if a man said, hey, would you suck my titty? How would you look at him?
I'd be like, okay, if that's what you want, all right.
I mean, like, no, now, come on, Toy. You'd be like, if you don't get your gay ass up out of here.
Y'all have man boobs? What's the
difference? We have chests, but just a man saying, suck my titty, baby. That just don't sound right. I mean, that's not going to sound right to you. It wouldn't sound right to you.
Head, brain, it's all a universal thing. It's the same concept. Your head is there.
But, when you say head, it's just like I'm thinking of a dick. So you talking about you gonna give me some head? What? Who dick you want me to suck? Is you crazy? I gotta stab you.
My bad. Well, help me be politically correct. What would a man prefer for me to say, honey?
No, not politically. Sensitively correct. Sensitively correct.
Okay.
Yeah,
how do I be sensitively correct?
Eat the pussy.
Oh, okay.
Either eat me out or lick my pussy or something. It can't be give me head. That's just not right. That counts as fucked up.
All right, Ben.
Okay, now what was the question?
City etiquette, here you go. Would you eat my pussy out on the first date?
No.
What?
Not me. I wouldn't do that on the first date. Unless,
okay, do you think it's me? Unless what, baby?
He said I left.
Unless you looked out for me first.
What the fuck? You know what?
I mean, that's only politically correct. You go first, and if
that's
I decide
not
to follow
correct.
Me. Just
no.
That's the way I read it.
Okay, well, let me rephrase my question then so you can help me understand. Last 2 weeks, I had 5 men approach me. And once, you know, we talked or whatever, first thing out of their mouth, you should just go, let me eat your pussy. So you go, see how good my tongue game is, little mama. So what do I do? Do I let them go and do it? Well, not let all of them do it. I don't know, that
wow.
might be nice, but not all of them, but just say, like,
just
tomorrow I have a date. Right,
awesome.
So if I pick one, and then one say, well, all you got to do is wear a sundress, and then I'll show up with a sundress, that means I'm going to get some, yeah.
Okay, if you're talking about it between those guys, yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's like a nigga way of doing shit. Yeah, I mean, if they want to do it, let them do it, baby. That's what I see.
All right, thank you.
I just can't do it.
Why not? What's wrong with it? But you'll let me do you. What difference
right.
would it make?
No, because we got to do it in alphabetical order. A always come before B. You know that.
Okay.
Okay.
Eating comes before dick, honey. Alphabetical order.
No, that's the wrong
order.
Way. You got to
no,
put
son,
it in order.
That is E before D. In my world, I'm a little illiterate.
Do we got any women on the line that want to help Miss Toy out? Because actually, now this is funny. This is actually funny because tonight we actually got all men on the panel.
What?
So,
Toy? You gotta set me up. Normally, I'm the one that's feeling left out. Okay.
Okay.
Hey,
you
don't feel bad.
World.
That is me every week.
Damn.
But she wants a man opinion, though. So that's a good thing. She wants an opinion from a man. So that's a good
right,
thing.
Right, I do.
What?
That's what I need. But it's
so
not wrong if I take you up on it, though, right?
I told you. No, it's not. If all five of them said it, then you set a schedule up for all five of them to do it. If they want to do it, then hell with it. Don't pass up a good thing.
That's right.
That's the one thing I learned. Don't pass up a good thing.
Okay, fellas. Toy, we got somebody to your rescue. We got Sunshine on the line. Sunshine, what's up, baby?
What's up?
Hey, Sunshine.
Hey, Toy, I got your back, girl. Listen.
Girl, help me out.
I say you grown, you do what you do. If you like me, you don't give a damn about what the fuck nobody say about you or think about you. They not paying your bills. They not making you happy. So if you want to let 5 niggas munch on you, do you, bro. All
right, I'm doing it.
Get yours. They have done that. Get yours.
Damn, you had 5 niggas in one night?
Damn.
No, I had 3.
One night. It wasn't one night, but...
I had 3 in one night. Did that make me a bad person? It wasn't
damn.
One night. It was like the one day. I had one, like, 12 o'clock.
You had your
daddy's child. I am the female version of my daddy's child. I am the female version of my daddy, so I guess it is.
Wow.
You really want us to answer that question?
Yeah.
I thought I would answer the question, but
you can't handle the truth.
I'm joking. I just had to find that in there.
Yeah.
But now okay. Sunshine.
Yeah.
Sunshine. You still here with us?
Go ahead, I hear you.
Oh, okay, now. You got the sundress on.
Got one on now with no clothes on, sure do.
Oh, there you go. Okay, uh-huh. You on SandCity69.name.com, right?
I sure am.
Mm-hmm, sunshine, no panic, uh-huh. Oh, okay. Let me get back to
this. Summertime, it's hot. Look, I try to have on as few clothes as possible in the summertime.
And you say what? I mean, just, you just throwing that out there.
Sorry.
Twin cities, all day.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, the sundress is on. You kick that leg up. What you tell him? He go for broke. He said he going to use it. Now, Father Time said he going to use finger action.
Hold on. This ain't junior high school. That's the thing you do in junior high school. I don't want no nigga fingering my shit. Don't put the nasty-ass finger down there. That's no.
Hello. We know where it's slash and sniff.
Wow.
Damn.
Get the toys over here.
Get the down there. Some of y'all want to grow your little nails out and shit. Hell to the mall.
Okay, hold on now. Timer. I got to let Timer rebuttal off that. Timer. She said
hey,
no.
Man. Each his own, man. You know what I mean? Each his own. That's my rebuttal, dog.
Okay. In other words, I'm saying this finger game that strong. So.
Damn. Got that.
But now, hold on. Now my man Jimmy say if he throw the gauntlet down, he up for the challenge.
Yes, sir. Ain't no point in lying. If I'm gonna do it.
I gotta agree with Jimmy. If I throw that gauntlet down, I'm up for the challenge.
Goddamn right. It's no point playing games. Well, if I'm going to sit out there, I might as well do it. Who has a dog? Where did a dog come from? Dog got caught up in this conversation too?
They didn't let Sam off his leash. He didn't went crazy.
Calm down.
Timer, calm down.
I like that.
I'm gonna get my newspaper in a minute.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. That was cute. That's real cute. Go ahead, man. That was good though. Good shut up.
I'm saying, I'm gonna pull me off with this kid. I'm still throw off on that. That's not right.
It goes back to say,
can you eat my pussy? Can you eat my pussy? Do y'all walk around and everybody say, can you suck my dick?
I'm not going to tell you. No, come on now. Hold on. We got a new call on the line. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on now? Miss Toy presented the question. So,
hey, Janine.
Hey.
Okay. Miss Toy, I'm gonna let Miss Toy present the question. I wanna hear your standard. Your Lord knows I wanna hear what you gotta say about this.
Janine ain't gonna answer my question. She gonna say something sweet.
Well, let's hear the question.
Okay, Janine. Okay, I have to tell you my little spiel right here. Last two weeks I have had 5 men. Okay, get you on, because I'm a single little cutie little girl. You know what I'm saying? I guess whatever. So when dudes approach me, we get to talking or whatever. They get to that, man, you sexy as hell and all this other shit. Then that thing out their mouth, you still gone flat on through and gone to me eat your pussy. Do I let them or not? Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why were you?
Who has the dog?
That's all I'm saying. What?
She
said,
yeah,
over there.
I can't.
She said,
yeah,
shit. We're in the bathroom.
I said, she said he wanted to eat your pussy. Why wouldn't you?
Thank you.
Okay, Twitter, can I ask you a question?
Yes, baby, come on.
Can I ask you a question? So, of those 5 guys, how many of them did you let eat your pussy? I guess that's the question.
None of them yet. I just said I have a date tomorrow and I was supposed to wear a sundress.
Oh, okay. So you told the other ones, you got those on schedule for the rest of the week?
Yeah. The weekends, I just sit in, honey.
I ain't mad at you. Do your thing. You know I'm on your side. I say go for it. Take what you can get. If they give it out, take it. I'm all for it.
Okay, as long as I understand, I ain't sucking no dick. I tell them off top, you can't put no dick in my mouth. I'm cool.
Boo. If they offer to eat, then fine. If they said all I want to do is eat you, then fine. Go for it. Take it.
They did. I said it off top, boo. I don't return no favors like that. I got to get to know you first. Yeah.
Oh, I agree. I'm with you 100%. But if that's what they put on the table, then take it. It's like a crap game. You know, hey, you play craps. You win, you lose. That shit. Motherfucker bet and he lost. So he got a man up. You know?
Okay.
He must thought you were going to say, you know, he must thought you were going to say, oh, I can't.
What happens to suck the straw? If you eat, you got to suck the straw.
I know that concept that he came up with, but now he did say if the man put himself out there like that, then he's subject to anything. But now, Jimmy, you did say now you gonna put it out there today. Hey, what you say? Go ahead, Jimmy, you said it best. Come on, you got to repeat that one.
If
you're eating dinner,
it's right. If you licking, hey, I'm licking. If you sucking. Hey,
there you go.
I'm eating dinner. If you sucking the straw after we get done, that's all. If you drinking the straw after I get done, that's it.
Eat, drink, and be fucking married, damn it.
That's what the fuck you say?
She said, eat, drink, and be married. Shit.
I
heard that perfect.
Hey, I'm sorry. I heard something else. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm with you. Eat, drink, and be married. I'm good. I'm with you. Like Rick James. Hey. Everybody, have a good time. I'm Rick James, bitch. That's what it is.
I'm Rick James.
Hey,
you go.
Enjoy yourself.
I'm Rick James.
Enjoy yourself.
But is that the new come on line now? Is that the men's pickup line now? Is that the new thing now? Hey, how you doing? Let me eat your pussy.
I'm confused.
Maybe I ain't been out in a minute,
but
yeah.
You know what, Troy?
What, baby?
When I was single, I had a dude approach me in the club and ask me, could he suck my toe? So, I mean, that type of shit right there, you'd be standing there like, what the hell?
Right.
All right.
So I feel like, yeah.
The question is, did you let him?
Did I let him? No.
Let him. That's the question. Did you let him?
No.
Why not?
If he had tried to choke me up, we would have been good. If he had hit my toes, he would have got kicked in the mouth.
If he offered, say yeah. And that was it. That's the whole point. If these motherfuckers want to put themselves on blast like that, then go for it. Take it. Go for it. I mean, because you have women that say the same thing. Hey, look, hey, I love such a dick. Am I going to say no? No, you know, that's not right. That's just no. Okay, well,
that's totally not right.
In the house, in the back of the car, what? How you want to do this? It's up to you, because this is going off, so you got to have a plan.
Yeah, we could be on Broadway as far as I'm concerned. You do what you do.
She's the plan. She knows how this goes. She's done this before. So I'm sorry. I have no remorse for people to do shit like that. I'm sorry. Hey, it is what it is.
Okay, everybody. Now, we got the juices flowing. We're going to go to a little quick music break. When we come back, we're going to finish this topic. Y'all cool with that?
No.
The hell with
you. Well, that's when I say no.
But you're going to do it anyway. What?
First time last week, I got a confession to make to the world, I'm a freak. I think about wet twists all in my sleep. My fantasy is to get caught fucking on the beach. The best pussy you can get is when you gotta sneak. I call my little babe a shooter when she nuts, she speak. If I had my choice, or I'ma die being some pussy feeding. Babbitt pussy the lead and calls a nigga cheating. My baby's so cause I done fucked her twice this evening. Said I fuck her so good it feel like she dreaming. Got a plan with herself for no apparent reason. Need some more of that twist and calls a nigga fiending. I'm just in one of the moves I feel like I'm fucking. Wanna lay up in somewhere.
Yo, what's up? We back. Miss Joy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, now, hey, you just set the bar for the night, so I'm gonna let you keep going with this. I mean, you can holler who you want, how you want, and what you want, but now you did hear your man's Big say he ain't doing it.
Big.
I'm listening.
All right. I got okay, this is my next thing. Head while driving. Can you drive if somebody giving you head?
Ooh wee.
For sure, but I'm gonna drive slow though.
No, Big, you didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
I said I was driving slow. Is something wrong with driving slow?
No, man, you either took the whole pleasure out of it. You're supposed to hit 100. Shit.
Oh, no.
You hit
100. Oh, no.
Man, you...
Oh, no.
No,
yeah. Wait a minute. They had a guy do that before, and he ended up in a wheelchair.
He said it was a man sucking on him. That's how he ended up in that damn wheelchair.
He was trying to hit that motherfucker in the back of his head.
Get your bitch ass up. That's how he ended up in that damn wheelchair. That's what fucked him up. Hold on, y'all. We got it. Hey, Shy, what's up, baby?
Hey, what's up?
What's going down?
Nothing.
Okay, you new tonight, so you ain't heard what was going on, right?
Right.
Okay, Miss Toy, fill in.
Okay, Sean. Hey, Sean, girl, how you doing?
I'm all right. How you, Miss Toy?
I'm good, boo. Okay, sis, I'm going to catch you up to speed right quick. My first issue was these men offering to, okay, I cannot say head anymore because that's not sensitive, correct? So I was told that I have to say men offering to eat my pussy on the first date. Do I let them?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Without hesitation.
Okay. Janine. Y'all ladies,
get the man head on the first date. He gonna take it.
Right.
So why
wouldn't
he? Right.
Okay.
Quick fast.
Y'all ladies. Do y'all ask a man, can you eat my pussy, or do you say, can you give me some head?
Damn. No.
Okay.
I say make my
play.
Head.
Wait, what's wrong with it? Hold on, Janine. We're gonna start with Janine. We're gonna go this one at a time. Janine.
No, I don't say head. I say either pussy or my clit.
Okay.
Sounds like a winner. Sunshine. What about you?
I've already had to ask, so.
Okay. If you had to ask, do you ask for head or do you ask for him to lick your clit or your pussy or whatever?
I mean, it depends on the man, because some men, they the hardcore type and they don't care if you say head. That just, you know, that's just their mentality. Then you got some men, you know, you have to be more ladylike with it. Can you go down on me? So it depends on the man.
Wait a minute, whoa. So what you saying, a hardcore nigga like hearing, give me some head. No, niggas is just having friends like hearing, give me some head.
I said, no.
Oh,
when
shit.
When you're dealing with a hardcore nigga, listen, when you're dealing with a hardcore nigga, when y'all in the heat of the moment, he ain't paying attention to what the hell you really saying. He's not
okay, well,
saying.
Look.
What if y'all not doing nothing and you just say, baby, can you, what you gonna say? What if you want some, y'all not doing nothing just out of nowhere, you be like, baby, can you, what you gonna say? Are you gonna say, baby, can you give me some head, or you gonna say, baby, can you eat my pussy?
No, I'm just gonna push his ass down to sit on the stage.
All right.
But I'm gonna tell you not. I gotta tell you, because if you come and me come up, hey, give me some head, I'm gonna tell you this how the moment gonna go. That's it. What the fuck you did just say to me?
But I'll say it.
Okay, well, let me ask my fellas. Fellas, I'm going to start with you, Thomas.
Hey, I'm here.
All right, now, can you accept a woman saying, give me some head?
Man, to be honest, it really don't matter to me.
Thank you. At the end of the day, it's the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody's entitled.
And he knows
everybody's entitled to their opinion.
He's all doing what he do.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go to Jimmy.
The correctness.
I'm going to go to Jimmy. Jimmy.
Go ahead.
Jimmy, do you feel like, I mean, can a woman come to you and say, hey, give me some head?
Now, is this some bra I just met or some shit?
It could be a lady. I mean, do that offend you?
No, because is this some broad I just met that I've never had sex with before? I can think it's some fucking transvestite or some shit.
There you go. That's what I'm saying right there. That's gonna throw me in a weird place.
Right, that's what
you're in a weird place, right?
Right, exactly. I'm with you 100%. Right.
There you go. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Biggs, what's up, man? Can I say that to you?
Now, what you saying?
Biggs.
Yeah, I'm listening.
You gonna ask the question, man?
What was the question, man? I fell off, man. I was hearing so much.
If I come to you and say, Big, can you give me some head, or Big, can you eat my pussy, which one would you like better? I'd be like, baby, I want some head, or baby, can you eat my pussy?
No, I wouldn't want you to say no head, because we ain't in a joint or nothing. That's some old man type stuff.
Keep going.
I'd rather for you just to be like, yeah, you want to eat some pussy, you know, you want to go down on me, something like that.
Go down? Who says that? Everybody,
you ain't
grown.
Gonna say no. Way.
Can you go down?
I understand we grown. Right, we grown, but not okay. Like I just said, that just goes back to what I'm. Okay, Janine, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
You with me, baby?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, now check this out. Men have breasts, right? Right.
You said men.
Yeah, men have a chest. I mean, they had nipples and everything,
okay.
Right?
All
right,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so a breast, chest, whatever. Whatever the case is. Now, if me and you together, and I say, hey, Janine, baby, you know what I want you to do? And, you know, I'm looking you in your eyes, you know, I'm talking to you, you know, and I say, I want you to suck my titty. Wouldn't that throw you in a weird place?
It'll throw me in a weird place because it's a man saying it, yes.
Okay, there you go. Now, are you looking me in my eyes and say, give me some head? What? Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Sunshine, let me ask you. Sunshine. Same question applies.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Don't laugh now. Don't laugh now, Carly.
Same question applies.
I mean, yeah, that would be.
Come on, say that word to you. Say that word that y'all women always use. That's a throw off. You done threw me off.
Oh, my. I don't say that when it comes to sex. You can't throw me off with sex.
Now,
I don't care if I'm pissed off at you and we together, nigga, I'm going to get mad and then I'm going to still be mad at your ass when we done. I'm not going to
keep
me off.
I'm going to tell you, this is going to be my conversation.
Say what again? Say what again? I
double
dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
Now, you see, you say head again. You say head one more motherfucking time.
Head, and more head.
And more head.
ain't no fucking loop going on here. What the fuck? There ain't no goddamn loop. What the fuck?
I'm sorry. Yeah. That's just one word. That's one word that I just can't take. I'm sorry. That's just not feasible for me. It's just like, I mean, that's just like I'm saying. Y'all sitting here, but I guarantee I'm willing to bet any one of you women, if a motherfucker can't even talk about sucking my titty, y'all be like, fuck this dude. You know, he done paid me off.
But okay, you know, I got nipples though, right? Same thing, though, right?
Okay, at the same time, it's like that's not an appropriate thing for a man to say. Hell, I tell you, that's not appropriate. If you came to me saying, man, this dude just told me to suck his titties, I'd be like, hey, you still fucking with him? TJ.
That's right.
Now, come on now, let's call a spade a spade. Y'all know it. Y'all know just like I do. That's just not right.
That's some tricky bullshit right there. That's some transsexual bullshit or some cross-dressing bullshit.
Exactly. Hey, Jimmy, you said it best. And if I just met you and you told me, give me some head, this is a transsexual. I got caught with a fucking dope transsexual motherfucker. This old transgendered-ass motherfucker. I'm going to beat his ass.
Yeah, that's shit. Something ain't right. It ain't right. It ain't right.
Right. Sean. All right, you ain't answer the question. Let me ask you. Man, tell you to suck his titty. What you gonna say?
Get the fuck out of here.
Exactly.
Get the fuck out of here. That's what I'm telling you.
See, Cass, we will. That's two for two.
Oh, shit.
Nice. I'm pretty sure it's not. Now, as wild as this sounds, and I guarantee a motherfucker brother, and if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. A motherfucker brother hear a nigga say something like, hey, you can lick my ass before you suck my titty.
Cass, I agree with you on that one 100%. I'm with you on that one, yes. I can.
Right, I mean, that just don't sound feasible.
No, I don't. No,
I mean, a man coming up to you saying, hey, Sunshine, baby, why don't you come on suck this titty?
That's it.
His thing is to you, hey, I got a nipple. Why you tripping? You going to be like, punk motherfucker, look at the way you said it.
Exactly.
Bitch ass nigga. I call him every bitch ass nigga is in the book.
You metrosexual motherfucker. What the fuck is going on here?
Right.
All right. They know we right.
So now, can we bury the word? As of today,
okay,
can
I'm
we bury... Can we bury the word head as far as women go? I'm gonna go down the line. Sean, can we bury the word head?
Yeah, it's buried.
Janae, can we bury the word head?
Definitely.
Woo-hoo! Sunshine, can we bury the word head?
Yeah, go ahead.
Woo-hoo!
Okay. Miss Toy.
No.
Time for you to bury it. It's just time for you to lay it to rest.
I say no. Yes. No. For the simple fact, okay, if you suck in my clit is what? A small form of a head of a man's penis, the head of a penis, right? Same fucking
no.
Thing.
No. We just want
no.
To
you know what? Yeah, okay. I won't say it around y'all niggas. How's that?
I tell you what.
I will be sincerely correct to say from now on, can you eat my pussy? That's what I'm saying.
Yes, you know. Sin City, that's all we ask you here, Sin City. That's all we ask you.
So, Cass, I think we can have officially buried it. We can take it to Guy Allen and go ahead and say that we have buried the word head on this show.
Thank you. The word head has now been buried from women.
That means y'all can't say it either.
No, not that. Okay, well, we can say fuck a dick. I mean, it is that makes us though, never mind.
Okay. Now,
I want to piggyback on something. I want to piggyback on what Toy's original topic was. Now, she was saying about she had the five guys. Now, when is it, let me ask, when is it like, when do y'all feel it's appropriate for a guy to come to y'all and say, can I get my dick sucked? Since you said, I'm gonna go as far as say, I'm not going to even say here tonight either, Toy.
Thank you.
When can I get my dick? Can I get my dick sucked? At what point do you be like, okay, no, you asking me too soon. Toy, I'm going to start with you.
It would depend. If your dick right, of course I'm going to hook you up. If I'm feeling you at the moment, we grown, so I might go and give you, I might go and suck your dick up, you know. I guess if I feel that way, then I'm going to do it. I don't see nothing wrong with it, because either I'm going to say yeah or I'm going to say no.
Okay, now when is appropriate time? I mean, I'm just saying that.
You can ask me the same day you see me. Just like niggas come, man. Just like niggas come up to people. It's up to women to say, man, you should go let me eat your pussy.
Right.
Women come in the club to say the same thing. You gotta
okay.
I'll suck your dick tonight. Ain't that what
prostitutes
say? You let me suck your dick. I'll suck your dick. What's the difference?
I think that it's a prostitute. She can pay.
I mean, like that. I'm just saying, nigga. I'm just saying, all right, I'll get paid too. But what does that mean?
Oh, okay. Hey. I'm not knocking your hustle. Sunshine. When is the time appropriate? I mean, do you feel like it got to be a certain time? Is it a filling out process? I got to get to know you, or just like, okay, well, shit, I'm feeling it. He asked me, I'm gonna do it.
You know what? I'm not gonna say I'm gonna do it just because he asked me, because it might be somebody that I'm not feeling.
Right.
I mean, you know, you in the club and a dude just walk up to you and say some shit like that. No. Because I'm going to peep you out anyway and see what you about. And if I see you, you know, bouncing from female to female, no.
Well, I'm pretty sure he ain't going through the club like, hey, can you suck my dick? Hey, can you suck my dick? Hey, can you suck my dick?
Yeah, he might be. You know how y'all do.
You'll be surprised. I don't come up to nobody.
Now, hold on now. You might not, he's not going to get that now. The only thing what you probably will get is a question like,
what's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
Now, that's the question you're going to get in the club. But hold on, we got somebody new online. We got somebody new. Felicia, what's up, baby?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Timer, it's your girl, man.
I know, I hear her, man. What's up, Reverend?
Oh, nothing.
No.
I was a little late getting on here tonight.
Yeah, you are.
I was doing somebody's hair.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know what?
Well, since you new to this, since you new right now, we're going to catch you up to speed.
You heard the question. Yeah.
Okay, so what's your
mind? Ask me. They better not ask me. Anytime it's too soon, don't ask me that.
Oh, yeah, we.
I do it when I want to do it.
Oh. What?
I do it when I
want to
do it. If they ask me, they ain't getting shit.
I'm saying nothing slick, suck it and swallow.
Whatever. If you
got it. I mean, come on now, come on now. Now, you just, I mean, even if it, what if it's just the heat of a moment?
No, they better not ask.
Oh, no.
They better not ask.
Nope.
They won't know if they don't ask.
What you say?
Right. Like you said, they won't know if they don't ask.
Well, if they ask, they just done messed up with me now. They may be used to doing that with somebody else, but that's not the way to get it from me.
So what, he got to just sit there and wait on you?
Yeah.
But you are going to do it real soon, sooner than later, right?
I do it when I feel like doing it, if I do it at all.
Wow.
Do it in the car.
Okay. Janine, I know I got to go to her because, you know, I know Janine always is. Janine.
Yes.
The man asks you. The man asks you, hey. What do you tell him?
Well, if it's somebody I know, if I've been knowing them or whatever and we kicking it like that, then, yeah, I do it. But if it's somebody I don't know and we just getting to know each other, I'll probably wait maybe a couple of months or so.
Okay, and how long you been on Sin City again?
What?
I was just asking how long you been on Sin City.
You know, I can't be giving my mouth action away like that. People be stalking me.
Oh, damn.
Oh, little
tank, out of
bed.
Wait, what's your sister's name so I can find you? I'm on the internet. Oh, exactly.
What
did he say? He's trying to find you on city69.name.com. He's just trying to find you, that's all.
I'm trying to tell you, you better ask somebody.
I'm asking
you.
Act
like you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get that.
Yeah, I can suck a made one. Yes, I can.
Damn.
I'm searching. I'm finding. Anything else?
I commend you. I really do.
Thank you very much.
I commend you. Okay, now we got people on the line. Let me ask, anybody got any other issues they want to air? Anything else they want to talk about?
Yeah, I got a question.
Jimmy, who is that?
Sunshine,
you got a question? What is it, baby?
Yes, I do. What is the obsession that men have with anal sex? What is that all about?
Ooh, yes. Oh. That shit feel good as hell.
Yeah,
there you go.
That depends on the size of the giver.
You just have to get used to it. Once you get used to it, you're going to want it every motherfucking day. I'm trying to.
That's probably what it is then.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Janine.
Yes.
So we've been knowing each other for a couple of months now, right?
Okay.
Okay, I just thought I'd throw that out there. Okay, y'all can continue.
Okay.
Continue.
Found the fucking gunner and go on with the fucking show.
Sunshine, I have a question.
Okay, she had it. Sunshine?
What?
Yeah. Hello? I'm here.
Hello?
You tried anal sex?
Have I tried
Hello?
It?
Have you tried it?
Yeah, I've tried it.
Okay, when you tried it, were you on the top or were you on the bottom?
I was in my favorite position. I was on the bottom in doggy style.
Okay, next time when you try, get on top.
Get on top.
if you in control, you might like it better.
Exactly.
No, I mean, I just had to ask that question because one of my exes asked me, could he fuck me in my ass? And he got mad when I asked him if I could fuck him in his ass. So, I mean.
Can you strap one at home or something? What the fuck? What type of.
What the hell? I think you got pussy in your mouth too. Shit. I think I'd punch your ass too. Hey, what the hell you mean? This conversation that went totally awry.
We were not on that level. So I felt, I mean, that bothered me for him to ask me that. So my response was, you can fuck with me in my ass if I can fuck you in yours. That was my response.
Man, my hands would have been wrapped around your throat so damn fast. What the fuck you mean?
Oh, shit. That's fucked up. He's talking about
fucking. He know how I am. He know I just let shit come out my mouth. So, I mean, he knew once he posed that question, it was pretty much a done deal.
What did he say when you came back with him with that response? Well, what did he say? What the fuck?
Why did he say some shit like that? He actually called me an asshole, I'm going to be honest.
Oh, okay. I'm glad he said something. Cause that's just not right. And, I mean, you come back with that without a game plan. That's even more fucked up.
Well, I would have had a choker because I wouldn't know what to say. And I would let me fuck you.
What's this all about? Where are we going to lie?
Right. This conversation that went totally awry now.
This got fucked up. She said you really upset. What
that is. Yeah. She really going to think I'm upset when I get the choke of the shit out of her ass.
Wow.
I'll show you some shit.
Fucked up, but it's funny.
So y'all get upset when we stick our fingers back there in y'all ass.
Right.
Yeah.
I just like to see the booty.
Don't nobody messing with you back there. Why would you ask if you can mess with somebody else back there? That's my thought process on that.
I just like to see their booty cheeks go together real quick.
Yeah, cause I would damn sure break the finger off with him. Man. This bitch got the balls of steel. He done broke my damn finger. My shit will be on lock quick. Hey, you motherfucker!
I want the men to answer the question. What is this with y'all obsession with anal sex? I mean.
Okay, fellas. Timer, we're going to start with you, Timer. Is it an obsession? If it is, what is it?
I don't think it's an obsession. Some women like that shit.
Well, I ain't
going to say
obsession, but what do y'all like
about it? It depends. What you think, Simon? It's like fucking a virgin, man. Nice and tight.
Wow, okay. Jimmy, what's your take on it?
It's another open hole. It's a different open hole. I'm trying to take my dick like I can, so it's open hole. Hey, the pussy, the mouth, the ass, I'm trying to stick my dick in every hole I can. What is this?
Hey, that just goes to show y'all better close your ears with Jimmy around, because you're going to get it. He's going to fuck your ears so you can hear where he's coming from.
If they got ears that big, we will go in there if they got that big.
Biggs, what's up, dog?
What's happening, dog?
Man, is it an obsession?
Well, I don't know, but I'm gonna tell you about me. I'm not into that ass shit because I don't want nobody touching my ass, and I'm not fucking with nobody else's ass, so.
Thank you. Right. That's what I was trying to get to do, to see to ask me the shit. Thank you.
I don't fuck with ass. I don't want nobody's ass nowhere.
So
I say that. That's the one thing we can tell you. Don't knock it till you try.
I'm done. I can't try.
All right.
I'm strictly the other four-ho. Now, I stick my dick in a nose, but I can't fuck with no ass.
Okay. Now, can I answer that question?
Please answer. Go ahead.
I'm going to answer that question. Now, this is just my personal opinion. I think when a man do it, it's a power thing.
Yes, sir. I agree.
I think it's a power thing. Wait a minute. Just to see you grimace and pain, even though it's pleasurable pain, to see you grimace and grab the sheets and pull and holler and scream, it's a power thing. That's all it boils down to. It's a power thing.
That's what I thought.
If you're fucking right, you ain't got to fuck no woman in the ass to get that reaction.
Hold on.
You down the dick, you can't dangle in, you do what you do.
Hold on.
Smell in the ass for her to grab no
sheets. Listen, I see that you upset, and I know you're sitting on your pack of ice right now, but you can calm down. I'm sorry that he's a little rough on you, but not so much is like, okay, yeah, you can't get a power reaction from if you digging them down, right? But that's pretty much just like, who said the thing about the virgin? Tama, you said that about the virgin, right?
No.
Okay, so now it's like, okay, the fuck a virgin, you like, okay, you just feel like, you just feel like you got like this power surge going through you. And when you see the grimace in it, and you see that you're giving them a pleasurable pain, the anal thing is the same scenario. It's like, okay, you're giving them a pleasurable pain. At the same time, it's just a power thing. I mean, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong, but that's just my opinion. Well, hold on. We got somebody new online. We got Abel. Abel.
Oh, no. I'm just going to listen in on this one. I'm going to pass on this one, bro.
I'm going to pass on this one, dude. I'm just going to listen.
Put that out there. We talking about anal sex.
Hey, but we talking about anal sex. I thought that's why you clicked in, because we talking about anal sex.
No, I just clicked in because I love the show and I love to be a part of it, but this time I'm just going to pass on.
Okay, well,
I will call because his battery is just dead on his gray machine.
Oh.
Whatever that means, I'm going to pass on that too. Oh, yeah. He's trying to get me started, but it's not going to work this time.
For everybody that don't know, Abel called in, was that last week or so ago, and I don't know, he got on his green machine kick. Now, if anybody want to know what the green machine is, go to sincity69.name.com. Y'all will see what the green machine is, and y'all see what Abel's about. Abel's a true soldier when it comes to the anal.
I'm loving it.
How you doing? Oh, God.
Felicia, what's up, baby?
Nothing, I'm just listening.
Okay, Felicia, you know I got a best with you. You ready?
Go ahead, I'm listening.
And I already know what your answer's going to be because it's the same answer you give us every week. But what do you feel about the whole anal situation that they were talking about? Now, I said it's all about a power thing. Do you agree with me?
No, some people like it.
Do you?
I mean,
now he's trying to get in my business. I said some people like it.
Felicia, you makes me. Felicia, I swear I love when you call in, boy. You makes me laugh every time. I hope you never stop calling. I really do. But you gonna answer this question?
You just gonna make me say something?
Do you?
And I said, you ain't finna get in my business like that. That's a yes.
Say that's a yes. Okay, well, all right, we gonna let Felicia alone for a second. Sean. Sean?
Uh-huh. Hello?
How do you feel about the angle thing?
I'm the one who said depending on that person. Depending on how big your dick is.
Okay, so well, okay. Okay.
You ain't, because you ain't finna wear my asshole out.
I'm big bony. I'm heavy structure. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
All right, now that's the type of man you're dealing with. Do you let him go there?
Man, it's very rare. Not too often. It's because it's not a good feeling like you got a shit all the time, you know what I mean? And then, you know what I'm saying, he messed my ass up last time I was bleeding and shit for like 3 days.
Damn.
Well, damn.
So I ain't too thrilled about the ass thing. I guess it's just because his dick too big, but he had my ass hurt.
Oh god.
Shit. Well, Janine already gave us her answer, so we already know. She just said you just gotta get used to it and you gotta ride it out.
I'm a sister soldier.
Real truth. Sister soldier, ride it out. Just ride it out. Janine, and tonight you get the honorable. That's a true soldier. That's a true soldier. Okay. Do we got? Okay, like I said, open forum. Anybody got any other questions, comments, anything else they want to say? Man, and I know somebody got something to say, so I know everybody ain't ever going to sit here and be quiet. Now, I'm going to start calling out names in a second. Man, I don't want to talk about Abel and his dream machine tonight. We're not talking about Abel and his dream machine.
I got something else I need to know.
There you go.
For the men. Y'all men, y'all listen. Think on my situation. I always got a fucking situation. I need to start saying my ass out. But here's on my situation. We ride down in the car, right? Just ride. If I say pull over and let's fuck in the back seat, would you pull over?
Right, yeah.
Okay, now I'm gonna go down the line, Jimmy, would you pull over? Jimmy?
Abel, would you pull over, baby? I'll bring the rain machine.
Shit, I'll pull over in a heartbeat and hit that ass. Yeah, good. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not gonna do that, but okay.
Without any hesitation, I'll be doing that. I'll pull over and be like, okay, hold on. Let's do this now.
I'm doing it.
Okay. Hey, B,
oh,
you
yeah.
Good?
Oh, yeah, I'm
would with you. Pull over, dog?
Oh, not without a question. I'd pull over at the light, shit. I don't give a shit, yeah.
Talking about my man. And then you got to ride it.
No doubt. I'll come pick me up.
You want to fuck in my car? We want to fuck in your car.
No, I don't want to. No, I can't fuck in my car. I got leather seats, baby.
You better bring a blanket, motherfucker. Put a pile on that bitch.
Yeah, you can wipe that off.
What?
Who just said that?
You got leather seats, shit. You can just wipe that right on off.
Yeah, that's Sean for you. Tama, what's up? Do you pull over, Tama?
Of course, man. Who would?
I'm just asking. Okay. Why not? Okay, why this rush on the women? We driving. I feel like hey, I want to fuck right now. Sean, do you pull over?
Hell yeah. Quickly.
Okay. Felicia.
Yeah. You. I was going to say no, didn't you?
Hey,
I use a hand clap.
Hey, Felicia actually answered the question. Y'all, you know. You know what? And I'm going to ask this question, but I pretty much know this is a waste of time. Janine?
Shit, you ain't even got to pull over. I'm maneuver my way on top of you while you still driving.
Uh-huh. You said a couple of months. That's all you
said. We got to pull over.
Sunshine, baby.
Yeah, baby, go ahead.
Do you pull over?
Of course.
You know what? Well, I don't see none of y'all fucking in these cars then. I mean, everybody talking about they going to pull off, but I ain't seen nobody fucking in the car yet.
Walk down them dollar streets.
Shit, I still got a footprint on top of my roof of my car.
You probably
got fucking in that street. I leave it up there for memories. Reminiscing.
Well, y'all is terrible. But check this out. I'm going to be on 11th and Broadway at 12:30. Anybody feel like they want to come pick me up, I will be on 11th and Broadway at 12:30.
All right.
Hey, butt naked with some flip-flops. I'm serious. I'm gonna be at 12:30. I'll be 11, right next to Popeyes, standing next to that crazy ass dude with that damn dog on. Like,
you ever ride past a mysterious? I mean, a car just sitting in the dark spot.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering why that car was there.
Hell, I be thinking I'm gonna get a drive-by. Shit, I ain't finna be nosy.
Oh, because see, that was probably me.
So that was you on 23rd that night, huh? Okay, I thought that was you on 23rd that night. Okay, we're coming down to the last minutes of the show. Okay. Last words. We're going to start off with, Janine, we're going to start off with you tonight. Any last words, baby?
I just wanted to say I really enjoyed tonight's show. I got to put some new pictures on there. I got this outfit I want everybody to see, so y'all look forward on Sin City.
We're going to look forward on Sin City.
Yeah.
Jimmy, you back with us yet, man? Jimmy done disappeared on us. Billy.
Yeah, no doubt.
Any last words, dog?
Oh, yeah, man. I just want to say I enjoyed y'all's show, man. Keep doing y'all thing, man.
Okay, hey, you gotta let everybody know, man. What time tomorrow's show? Come on.
at tomorrow's show, 7 p.m., Big and Drake. Come holler with us.
Okay. Get out that number, man. Get out that number. Let them know what the number is.
646-381-4030.
Okay. Yeah, Big and Dre show.
You need to post it to my page because I ain't going to remember that.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, Sunshine, any last words, baby?
No, it was a nice little conversation tonight. I enjoyed it.
Okay, and I'm glad you was on.
I had to finish it, but, you know.
Okay. Felicia.
No,
Felicia, last words of
all. No,
I don't.
Okay. Abel,
my man.
Yeah, what up, man? Any last words, Abel?
Hey, man, I just want to tell everybody to stop believing Kev when you tell you guys about some green stuff or whatsoever, because that's not true, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Time, any last words, man?
Man, good show, y'all. Thank y'all for calling. Thank y'all for listening. And we'll see we out. We'll see y'all next week. Tuesday Wednesdays.
I got past Sean. Sean, any last words, baby?
Oh, I was waiting on you to forgive me, too. I was going to go on the internet and get you. No, I enjoyed the show. It was a good show. And I look forward to meeting you over there on 11th and Broadway at Popeye's. And them flip flops.
There you go. What's going on, baby? What's going on?
Good show tonight. I do got a suggestion for everybody. Suck a dick or eat a pussy tonight. Y'all be good.
I know that's right.
That's it.
Was that good? I'm good. I didn't say give them no head.
Right.
That was great. Okay. Y'all know how we do it at the end of the show. We got a dedicated song to somebody, okay? Sunshine, since you the new kid on the block, we're going to dedicate this one to you tonight. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're going to have fun. Let's do it again next week. Peace.
What
no wife, like Park, you need a thug in your life, yeah. A young nigga to straight come through and beat it up, let your man be the free, he can eat it up, Shawty got the fine, she ain't let me die yet, nope. Got an Aquafina flow, call it wet, baby good with a mouth, says the right thing, got a head on her shoulder, she does the right thing, is she a bad bitch, you already know, bass like Trina and a ass like Jackie O, got a gangsta on the mission. Best believe I know all the right positions. She like it slow from the front, fast from the back. Put the pound game on her, hit her from the back. I'm young and thuggin', I don't give a fuck. He can make love to you, I'ma beat it up. Gangsta with her, let her come to the house. Let her play matter with Slick. When we in the bedroom, start to play with the stick. I know just how to handle her. No amateur, baby, I got stamina. She's in the deck, now she grinding to the beat. Legs vibrating, now she messing up my sheet. Got a fist full of hair and a fist full of ass. She came first, I came last. Roll the grass. Push me to the side, cause real players keep reserves when it's clutch time. Matter of fact, my bottom bitch love to ride pine. She know when daddy leave the block that it's cut time. I'm in the trenches getting riches with my comrades. We fold hoes up like slacks in the player pad. Pretty skin, sicky hair, plus that ass fat. Fresh kicks on your feet, yeah, I'm digging that. Slick and Seiko, your boy slinging wood, bitch. You want that straight drop dick, come to the hood, bitch. I like to scout them ghetto hoes up in 20 grand, cause them the ones that be with that freaky shit, man. Two drinks, three beans, now she rolling, man. The tool and the throat, I'm just tongue so patrolling, man. True pros with this shit, we ain't new jacks. We drill hoes and switch them up like fitty caps.
Can't go, hit my trap, got my forehead to go. Been trapping out there, can't wait to get home.